Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 242, God's Appointed Saints. The subject of religious saints is one that has been thoroughly confused by tradition. According to the traditions of the Roman Catholic Church, a person can become a saint only by special appointment by the Pope, as a result of having led a near-perfect life of service above and beyond that of the average faithful Christian. Such an idea is completely foreign to the Bible. Likewise is the idea that such church-appointed saints are in a special position with God and can be used as mediators through whom to offer up our prayers and requests to God. This teaching is in direct contradiction to plain statements in the Bible, and would dethrone Christ from that lofty position which only he holds, and forces him to share his special place at God's right hand with representatives of mere man. The New Testament plainly states there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. For this reason, Christ insisted in John 14:13-14 that proper prayer was to be offered in his name and none other. Christ is the avenue by which we approach God. I am the way, he said, John 14:6, and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Christ is the door through which we are privileged to come into God's presence. He said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. There is no other way. There is no other door. The one who tries to approach God through some other means, through saints or anything else, is condemned by Jesus' words in John 10:1. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Who, then, are saints if they're not special men and women elevated to the position of divine mediator between man and God? The Bible speaks very simply of saints in the New Testament days. The term called to be saints was used in reference to all the Christians in Rome, Romans 1:7. Of the whole church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1:2. Of the Christians in Ephesus, Ephesians 1:1. Of all the Christians in Philippi, Philippians 1:1. And the brethren in Colossae, Colossians 1:2. Thus all Christians are saints in the Bible sense of the word. If you're a follower of Christ, God has called you to be a saint. This is easier to understand when we realize the connection between the word saint, sanctified, and holy. Any good analytical concordance will show that these three words in the original language of the New Testament are all from the same root word. To be a saint, and to be sanctified, and to be holy, are all one and the same thing. That original root word means literally separate, set apart. All of these words, then, refer to the doctrine of separation from the world that is required of all Christians. Paul said in Romans 12:2, to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15. And the same idea is expressed in the words saint, sanctified, and holy. No, saints are not to be special followers of God elevated above the rank and file of God's army. Saint is another word for Christian. Holy.